E-News, hitting you with the groove. Tune in, don't miss, got the latest to prove.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Dave.
Thank you, and because it is Thursday, and because the Cowboys have not announced a head coaching hire yet, we are joined by Gordon Keith.
Ah, yes. So very Thursday.
You know what I love is that, so tonight, Gordon's doing Twitch at 7:35, and
he playing Mario Kart on there?
Well, he talked about it with Craig and George, and Craig, in a break this morning, told him, you know there's a Cowboy game tonight. And Gordon, for like 2 seconds, was like, oh, man, not again.
I bought it for like 3 seconds, and then I was like, hey, wait, that didn't make any sense. And, but it scared the heck out of me. That's Craig's whole gag, is to see if he can get my heart rate up.
Gotta re-scared, man.
All right, today is the delayed release of the Academy Award nominations. The voting had to be extended twice because of all of the wildfires.
Oh, yeah. You can't vote during fires.
And, well, people had other things on their mind.
True.
Besides their Oscar ballot.
What the heck, Corby?
I agree with
Gary,
all
that's
of you
disgusting.
Guys.
All right, so the big winner, at least as far as nominations go, Emilia Perez. The Spanish language musical about a drug kingpin who undergoes gender-affirming surgery. It cleaned up at the Corby. It cleaned up at the Golden Globes.
Oh my god.
Okay. A Spanish musical?
Yeah, I don't care about the transgender thing.
No.
I will never see it because it's a Spanish musical. That's where I draw the line.
But rank the reasons he won't watch
really
this.
Really, why is that?
Well, we just did.
So
you're saying Spanish musical first and then the transgender second on your list of why you won't watch it?
No, I'll watch transgender all day.
Yeah, me too.
You would watch an English musical about transgender?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But 13 nominations for Emilia Perez. And then with 10 nominations, The Brutalist and Wicked.
And by the way, the 13 nominations, like, that ties. Somebody has, like, I think maybe it's Titanic that has all the noms, but it's the second most nominations, tied with some of the biggest heavy hitters in Hollywood history. That's what people think of this movie. You haven't seen it, Gordon, have you?
What? Jaws? What'd you say?
No, Emilia Perez. And again, I don't think that any movie that has a person's name in it as the title of the movie is ever going to be good. That's
like
in
Forrest
my head.
Gump.
Joker.
Yeah, Joker. Yeah, Forrest Gump's the exception. But wasn't there was that movie called like Robert Newhouse or something like that? Or
what about Milk, Corby?
Well, yeah. It wasn't called Harvey Milk. It was just called Milk. It has to have two names.
Just his last name. Nixon.
Right.
Yeah, so if it's just the last name.
Yeah.
Or just the first name.
Day off.
Oh.
Yeah.
With 8 nominations each, Conclave and A Complete Unknown.
Never heard of Conclave.
I watched Conclave.
Oh, what's it about?
It's really good. It's about a new pope being selected.
Oh.
Okay. There's no please in Corby.
In Spanish.
Is it Italian?
No. It's
good.
Really
speak
it's,
American.
It's really good. And
is it set in the Gulf of America? Because that's the only region that I'll watch a film.
No, it's set in the Vatican. Because all the cardinals.
The American Vatican?
No, in Rome. Because all the cardinals have to get together and vote on who the next pope should be. Like, and it's about
Albert Pujols? Or Kyler Murray.
Anyway, so. Best Picture.
I'll see y'all next week.
Yep.
Best Picture, your nominees, Anora, The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, Emilia Perez, I'm Still Here, Nickel Boys, The Substance, and Wicked.
Snatch?
I've heard of like 4 of them. Yep. What's Anora?
It's about a sex worker.
Ugh. God.
Gosh.
I think.
They have stories too, Corby.
Sex crimes.
Actor in a leading role.
Name one.
Adrian Brody for The Brutalist. Timothy Chalamet for A Complete Unknown. Coleman Domingo for Sing Sing.
I love Coleman Domingo.
Ralph Fiennes for Conclave.
Hey,
Rafe.
Man.
It's Rafe. You know it's Rafe. It's not Ralph.
Right.
Wow.
They jumped the General Lee
callback.
Wow. What? That's a 28-year-old callback.
And Sebastian Stan for The Apprentice.
There goes Rafe over on creek bed.
No Denzel for Gladiator 2. He got snubbed.
You know what?
Oh, I know this guy.
He didn't deserve it. He was fine. He wasn't great. He was fine. The one I really want to see is The Brutalist. Because I hear it's really good and Adrian Brody's great.
Actress in a leading role.
Although it sounds weird because it's about a post-World War II architect.
Yeah. Brutalist architecture.
Yeah.
Is Wicked the Ali G movie?
No.
No, it's the film adaptation of the musical that's based on The Wizard of Oz. And you know that.
Are you thinking that Bruno...
Yo, Wicked.
That Bruno should have been nominated? Just anything from Sacha Baron Cohen?
Probably.
And like in front of all of God and Country during the telecast, they show the Bruno bike scene as the trailer.
I wasn't nearly as into Bruno as I was Ali G. But every time I hear the word Wicked, I do think of him saying, Yo, Wicked.
Yo, Wicked.
Actress in a leading role, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked. Carla Sofia Gascon for Amelia Perez. That's the trans actress.
Corby.
Mikey Madison for Anora. Demi Moore for The Substance, her first nomination. And Fernanda Torres for I'm Still Here.
Has anybody seen The Substance yet? Where she takes that magic pill and gets younger and... I mean, somebody there...
I've heard it's good.
I've seen any of these movies.
Snubs.
You didn't see Wicked?
No. You didn't saw it on Broadway.
You didn't see the Bob Dylan movie?
No.
Oh, look at me. I go to Broadway.
Snubs.
I've only seen all of them on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me know when Bob Dylan goes to the Broadway and then I'll go see it.
Snubs for Best Actress. No Angelina Jolie for Maria. No Nicole Kidman for Baby Doll. And no Pamela Anderson for Last Showgirl.
Did y'all read about the Nicole Kidman movie?
Yeah.
What about it?
So she is a CEO of a company or somebody, you know, very high ranking, and she gets seduced by an intern.
She gets seduced? You mean she rapes an intern? She's a CEO.
Yeah, there's a power imbalance there, Corby.
No, he came after
her.
When
are you going to admit that?
It doesn't matter.
After her?
He's not 14, Gordon.
Snake.
He's 24.
He's an intern.
What?
He is an intern. She is a middle-aged CEO.
So you're saying that two people...
Early 20-something intern.
That two people can't get together if they're of age because they work in the same company?
That's what I read.
You're an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
You need to take the train.
Yeah,
again.
You need to go back and watch those videos.
Yeah.
Those Cumulus.
Yeah, but it's talking to you, Corby.
Hey, HR
videos.
To agree.
Oh.
Actor in a supporting role, Yura Borisov for Anora, Kieran Culkin for A Real Pain, Edward Norton for A Complete Unknown, Guy Pearce for The Brutalist, and Jeremy Strong for The Apprentice, his first nomination. And then actress in a supporting role, Monica Barbaro for A Complete Unknown, Ariana Grande for Wicked, her first nomination. Felicity Jones,
The
Brutalist.
Barbaro.
Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. She plays a nun.
Hot nun or just a nun?
She's
naughty
showing
nun.
Her age.
Yeah, like a naughty nun.
And Audrey Hepburn's daughter.
Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Snubs in this category. No Margaret Qualley for The Substance and no Selena Gomez for Amelia Perez. Oh, and by the way, one note on Timothy Chalamet. So he's 29.
Love him.
This is his second Oscar nomination for playing Bob Dylan. And he joins a very exclusive club as he is the third man who has received two leading actor nominations before the age of 30. Do you know who the other two are?
Do we have to go way back in time for one, like Clark Gable?
No.
Jack Nicholas?
Nope.
Alec Drake.
James Dean.
Yes.
Boom. What's up now, bitch?
Yes. James Dean for East of Eden and Giant, which was after he died.
There's
and
then, another one?
Mickey Rooney for way back in the 30s.
Mickey
Marlon
Rooney.
Didn't get
No, not before 30.
Marlon was discovered. I don't think like Cat on a Hot Tin Roof or whatever the other stuff that he did. I think he was over 30 at that point. Yeah, Streetcar.
God, he was so good in Streetcar, though.
Joining us now.
Speaking of the movie biz,
the roof.
Paul Schrader, who is 78 now, he wrote Taxi Driver. So he is coming under fire. He had a couple of days' worth of posts on Facebook. He started out saying that he sent ChatGPT a script that he had written some years ago and asked for improvements. And he said that in 5 seconds, it responded with notes as good or better than he ever received from a film executive. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, he posted, he says, "I'm stunned. I just asked ChatGPT for, quote, an idea for a Paul Schrader film." And then he repeated the exercise for Paul Thomas Anderson, Quentin Tarantino, Ingmar Bergman, Scorsese, Capra, Ford, Spielberg, David Lynch. He says every idea ChatGPT came up with in a few seconds was good and original and fleshed out. Why should writers sit around for months searching for a good idea when AI can provide one in seconds? And people filled up his comments with, "Is everything okay, Paul? And I think Paul's been hacked. And Jesus, Paul, stop promoting this S."
Paul in...
Well, is he really promoting it, or is he being honest?
Oh, he's being honest.
Yeah.
He's being completely honest.
And, I mean, this goes back to the writer strikes that, basically, if you're a writer and you use AI as a, you know, to prompt your writing, that if you are the one who entered the prompt and generated the idea, then it's as if you wrote it.
I guarantee you, maybe not Scorsese, because he's so old school about it, but if you are a writer or a director, especially if you're known, like you type in your own name and say, come up with a Paul Schrader film, or if you're a band, if you're in any significant band and you say, all right, come up with a Nine Inch Nails song. If you're in Nine Inch Nails, do it. And you can at least...
About Brian Schottenheimer.
Test the water, right? Like, you're not using it. You can at least be like, oh, I like that part, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
I think it does have applications when you have writer's block, when you just need a fresh perspective and just to kind of get you cranking on a new idea. I think it has application there, but
I think every young person who's doing creative work is using it now.
Yeah.
That's my bold overarching claim, but, and it's a little hyperbolic, so Corby can identify with it, but
not this
everyone,
guy.
Everyone's using it.
Everyone in the universe.
But a lot of them are. I mean, kids, I mean, anybody who's hasn't graduated high school yet, they use it for their schoolwork all the time. It's what everyone will be using for creative work if they aren't already.
Okay, so we're getting ready to play some creative work here in just a second.
Do you think it could have been written by AI?
Is there a path that AI could write a Dawson's Creek bit?
No, AI is not smart enough to do that yet.
Absolutely it could.
It wouldn't be good.
Why do you say that?
Because it hasn't yet. It hasn't been trained properly yet. AI thinks too linearly.
Right.
Right now. It doesn't take all of the jagged turns and...
Right.
It can't think the way our twisted minds do.
Okay. Good. Good. We're safe for now.
Well, they're still working on it.
Speaking of creatives, the Songwriters Hall of Fame has unveiled its class of 2025. They will have their induction ceremony June 12th in New York City. The inductees this year include George Clinton of
Funkadelic.
Parliament Funkadelic, Flashlight, Give Up the Funk, etc. Tom Johnston, Michael McDonald, and Patrick Simmons, a.k.a. the Doobie Brothers. Listen to the Music, Taking It to the Streets, What a Fool Believes.
Sure.
Michael McDonald's my favorite Beatle.
That's true.
That's
Michael
true.
McDonald's. Michael McDonald's
the most populous one.
Michael McDonald.
Country music songwriter Ashley Gourley.
Never heard of her.
I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl. It might be Ashley Boy. But
Boise State, right?
Sounds hot. Shut up.
But think about a couple of the biggest songs of the last couple years Last night we let the liquor talk. That one, and I had some help.
That's the guy that wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Rodney Darkchild Jenkins.
Whoa, Gordon.
Whoa.
Jeez.
And let's see, Mike Love of the Beach Boys. Yeah. And Tony McCauley, who wrote Build Me Up Buttercup and a bunch of other...
Build Me Up Buttercup.
Yeah, a bunch of other 60s
great song.
Songs. And lastly, Trace Cyrus, the adopted son of Billy Ray Cyrus, is very concerned.
You don't have to say adopted.
He is very concerned. Did you hear, Gordon, the audio of Billy Ray having the technical meltdown at the Trump inauguration ball?
Indeed. We played a little bit on the morning show. It was
about 2.5 minutes until Corby couldn't take it anymore.
We had to leave.
So Trey Cyrus put an open letter up on Instagram. He said, "The day you adopted me was the happiest day of my life. Sadly, the man that I wanted so desperately to be just like, I barely recognize now. It seems the world has beaten you down, and it's become obvious to everyone but you. You're not healthy, Dad, and everyone is noticing it. Just like I showed up for you at Meemaw's funeral when you didn't expect me to, I'm still here right now. As I write this with tears in my eyes, I hope you realize this message only comes from a place of love and also fear that the world may lose you far too soon."
Is he saying he's an alcoholic or a drug addict?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's got something that's
He definitely going does on. Not seem right.
I mean, that audio I thought was...
Miley and Noah Cyrus have not commented, but Trace, he definitely feels like his dad is off the rails. And Trace went through addiction of his own. He's been sober for
2 years. Like for a year and a half or something.
Yeah. And Trace, if you see pictures of him, he is like basically a giant, one giant tattoo.
Oh, dear.
Like he has definitely been through
it. Is he allowed to call his dad out if he's adopted?
I don't think there's any hard and fast rules on that.
Why are you staring at me when you're asking that?
Because you have a copy of the adoption handbook.
Yeah, you know everything.
When you're not a real boy, you're not allowed to say anything.
Time out, Davidson!
You came with an owner's manual.
Yeah.
You just think you still have it.
A little string in your back.
Yeah, you are not allowed to say anything about any member of your family because they're not your real family. That's
rule number one. Was married to Miley's mom, Trish, for like, I don't know, 25 years, 30 years, something.
So,
and then didn't he have a marriage with some Australian woman named Firewood?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, like
they lasted 3 months.
They just had it annulled or they just got divorced or whatever. Fire Rose.
Yeah.
Okay.
You knew that wasn't the name.
Well, I was just grasping for straws.
Okay.
Or bags.
Golly, I'm looking at his kid now.
Trace?
Is he wearing a shirt the photo that I'm looking at?
Well, like, when you have $100,000 worth of tattoos on your body, you don't wear shirts.
I don't know. I mean, I think he came with those, like when they adopted him.
From the adoption store?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Dave.
It was an add-on.
Yeah. Yeah, you can...
Adopted when he was 4.
You can check, like, the extra tattoo trim package.
Yeah, he was optioned up.
Yeah.
Before we go,
have you guys heard the outrageous rumor that Barack Obama is hooking up with Jennifer Aniston?
Stomach pumped. What? Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, he's been cheating on Michelle with Jennifer Aniston.
I've heard marriage rumors.
It's a hot MAGA rumor.
That's kind of awesome. Finally.
No, it isn't.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at it from Jennifer Aniston. Maybe she's finally found true love. That's what America's been hoping for.
Barack and Michelle. Aren't we rooting for them?
They've been married for so long. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Kids are out of the house.
Yeah.
He's retired. He can finally get the white prize.
Look, we need our friends. We need our friends, actors and actresses to be happy. That's the only thing. America cares about that.
Okay.
Especially after Matthew Perry.
Coming up next, very, very special creative that was not created by AI to mark a special anniversary.
The Ticket.
It is 5:20. It's Thursday. And it is time for the rant revival, including your three favorites from a show that was on the ticket like 20 years ago.
Ish.
Don't worry about that.
It is Dave Lane. It is Corby Davidson. And it, of course, is... Also Gordon King.
Nailed it.
Not as good as last week, but
yeah,
still
it's pretty
okay.
Good. It's pretty good. Your practice has paid off.
Here they are.
All right, so...
Be funny.
We learned that... Let's see if I can get the dates right. Yes.
1998.
January 20th, 1998. 27 years ago, God. This week, was the debut of the hit WB show, Dawson's Creek. The first season was a mid-season replacement for some spare show. Then it had a six-year run with 128 episodes and concluded with a two-hour series finale. We are going to play that whole two-hour series finale.
No.
Perfect.
But, yeah, it became an obsession of ours back in the day because every single time that, for whatever reason, it seemed like we were running commercials or a lot of them.
Yeah. It was all the CW shows that we were obsessed with.
Because I think it was the launch of the CW.
Yeah.
And it was all targeted to teenage girls, basically.
Yeah.
Teenagers in general. Right?
I think, yeah, it skewed younger. Sure.
Yeah.
It was WB back then.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not CW.
That's right. The WB.
Which, I think.
Yeah, which turned into the CW, we do believe.
Really? Okay.
But we definitely, as a show, laughed our ass off at all the promos that they would run because it was just so sappy and it was so sad. Like, there was nothing uplifting about the show. It wasn't funny or fun. It was
just teen melodrama.
Yeah. Such drama.
And I've never seen an episode of It or Seventh Heaven, which we were also obsessed with.
Or Gilmore Girls.
I don't know. But they were all three just seemed like shows where every week the mom gets diagnosed with a new set of cancer tumors
right.
or something.
Right. Yes, that's essentially it. And I, you know, we all have talked to plenty of girls that were way, way, way into it. Like they... It was kind of the center of their entertainment universe. And that, you know, whatever, to each his own, but we laughed at it. And so.
And we knew nothing about it.
And still don't.
The thing is all we knew about those three shows, Seventh Heaven, Gilmore Girls, and Dawson's Creek, were the titles of the shows.
That's it.
That's all we went on. That was it.
Plus, there really wasn't internet back then to do any research.
No.
So we just kind of picked off the top.
It was before the days when you could do your own research.
Right. So, the WB just started sending us promos, right? That's kind of how this started.
Yep.
So it is the 27th anniversary and we've got a brand new one. They're going to launch a new show, it appears.
They're doing a special on the anniversary?
It appears that they are, yes. But in case you're not familiar with how these promos went down, here's a few from back in the day that we remember that we can play.
Oh, God, forgive us.
Please, Jesus, forgive us.
Tonight on a very special Dawson's Creek.
Dawson... I'm so happy that you decided to attend temple with me. It means the world to me that you're taking an interest in the Jewish faith.
Yeah, religion really makes me think about my own mortality. Hey, do any of you guys ever put propellers on those little hats? I think that'd be funny.
Dawson, please, remember, my faith is very, very important to me.
Yeah, I'll never forget what the rabbit said up there. It really moved me to be a better person. Hey, do Jewish people party as hard as Catholics? My friend Dozer is a Catholic, and he has a kegerator. I love kegerators.
Dawson, first off, they're called rabbis. And secondly, it's not about who drinks the most. It's about what religion fits you the best. As long as you are searching, that is all that counts.
You're right, Kimberly. rabbits are animals that need to be loved and fed and stuff. People are more like hamsters, always spinning on a wheel, searching for the meaning of life.
Dawson, in a weird way, that's the most profound thing I've ever heard you say. Maybe you really are growing up.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of all that dumb stuff you just said, my pants were growing out in church today. Did you see all that hot ass in there? Wow, I love church girls. Hey, all this talk about rabbits is making me horny. Take your shirt off.
I guess I was wrong. You're still the same ignorant adolescent you've always been. Dawson, I hate you.
You're right, Kimberly. What I did learn today is that Jewish people are exactly like un-Jewish people, except we play football better. Nobody can touch the Panthers. High school football rules!
Oh, Dawson, you're still such a stud athlete. Show me your circumcision.
I knew you'd come around. I love Judaism. Thanks, Jesus.
Thank Jesus.
It's just, it's so bad. God, I hate Corby's girl voice.
Zero.
I don't remember that one
recollection.
At all. Wait, that's Corby?
Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard, I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Maybe that was AI generated. Maybe that was it. Yeah. It figured it out. Holy crap.
Do we have another old one?
Oh, Lord.
Tonight, on an old Dawson's Creek.
Dawson, what are you doing with all your camping gear?
I've had it, Kimberly. I'm joining the war. It's time to do something good, and it's time to stop doing things ungood.
But Dawson, won't the school football team be upset? You've been their starting quarterback for 13 years.
I've had it with high school, Kimberly. Everyone's so non-mature. Hey, can you help me load my beer cooler into my backpack?
Dawson, you can't drag a cooler around the desert while you're fighting in the war.
You're right, Kimberly. I have to settle for just hard liquor and a small bong. War is so hard, Kimberly.
Dawson, will you miss me while you're in Iraq?
Yes, Kimberly. But I hear when you're tagging the women over there, they have to wear a sheet so you can't see their ugly faces. War is awesome.
Oh, Dawson, it's called a burqa. It's for their religion. And if you cheat on me, I promise I'll never sleep with you again.
You're right, Kimberly. I should respect the customs of Africans and their sheep people. Hey, all this talk about war is making me horny. Take your shirt off.
Oh, Dawson, you sound just like Rambo. Take the safety off your gun.
War is awesome!
Once again, I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
I don't think that's a good defense.
If you don't remember it, it doesn't count.
People.
Yeah, African sheep people.
If you don't know, remember it, it doesn't count.
It doesn't
that's
at all.
That's a great policy.
I didn't do that. I don't remember it. And yes, today or this week is the 27-year anniversary, and so apparently the WB is back, and here is the newest Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
Tonight on an all-new, very special 27th anniversary, Dawson's Creek.
Kimberly, I think I finally figured out what I want to do with the rest of my life.
Oh, Dawson, I'm so proud of you. Finding your true purpose in life can bring so much joy, not only to you, but to those around you as well.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said, because a girl just walked past me with a butt I want to see doo-doo from. But anyway, have I told you about my job idea?
No, Dawson, you haven't.
Well, now that the President Trump is the president again, and he's all living in the White House with the other presidents and stuff, I thought I'd email him and see if he would put together an all-star high school football team. And you could be in charge of the supermodel cheerleaders from Sweden and Norwegia, who are all, like, slutty, and they want to use their hand on you after games. Isn't that a kick-ass idea for me? But also for you. I like empowering you, Kimberly.
That's your idea for a career? More football? Still, after all these years, it's all you think about. What about a real career, like a lawyer, or a small business owner, or an electrician? Oh, Dawson, I just can't live like this anymore.
You're right, Kimberly. All-star football followed by all-night sex on the White House lawn is probably a bad career move for a 48-year-old. But hey, I like your last idea. I think I'd be a great electrician. I love lights, and you always say how good I am at turning them on and also off.
Oh, Dawson, you sound so grown up right now. Light me up like Chernobyl, you ape.
I knew you'd come around. Wait, should these nipple clamps be grounded? Just on the way.
He never changes.
Boy, the cadence
never changes,
just...
and I guess Kimberly died in that one.
Well, yeah, that could be it.
Or maybe it's blew just up by nipple clamps.
Maybe it's a cliffhanger.
Death by ungrounded nipple clamps.
Wow.
Electric issue.
There you go, Bob. Aren't you happy?
I just, I feel like those promos, I know they all have to fit in the same general space.
Sure.
But it is, they follow a certain cadence, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're better off just saying that AI did write that one. Yeah, I don't. It's not worth claiming.
Man, I wonder if Kimberly would join us to talk Cowboys at any point. That's talking to Kimberly.
You can talk her into anything.
You really can. She's so together at every at the beginning of all of these. She's just,
I know it, yeah.
Yeah, she would hire
Schottenheimer. Her story arc is always the same every episode.
Yeah, she's...
She tries to bring reason to Dawson's Creek.
Right, very principled, too, at the start.
Gets very quickly turned around and...
She just can't resist Dawson.
She forgets her
violent sex.
Her principles about two-thirds of the way through every one of those.
I do enjoy that.
You're right, Kimberly.
The fact that
every show
she had told him in the past that he would make a good electrician because he's good at turning the lights on and off.
And off. And off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He can do both sides of electricianing.
If you could only do one of those, he wouldn't be a very good...
That's right. You're only half an electrician.
Electrician.
Well, right. If you would like to discuss Dawson's Creek, you can join Gordon on Twitch tonight.
That's right.
That's right. Twitch.tv/actualGordonKeith.
Right after
Hang
the Cowboy
with
game.
Me. Don't say that. It's 7:35. We'll probably go till about 8:35 tonight.
Love it. All right, dude.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
There
you go.
Love
you. Bye, Gordon.
The great Gordo. Catch him every morning, 6 to 9 on the Musers.